Hey, Smarty Pants, let's play a game. I'm going to describe something I'm looking at, and your job is to guess what it is I see. Kind of like I Spy, but definitely not I Spy, because I don't want to get sued by I Spy for stealing their game, so we're going to call our game Me Sees. Okay, you ready? Me Sees, something that has a big sail and floats on the water. Did you say a boat?
Ahoy, mate!
Nice. You didn't have to be Einstein to figure that one out, but I'd figure we'd start with an easy one. Okay, next. Me sees something that looks like a small tree, but it's something you eat. Did you say broccoli? I'll also accept cauliflower. Great job if you got that one. Okay, last one. Me sees something with a big, hairy mane that makes a loud roar. Did you say a lion? Excellent. But here's the thing. I'm not looking at a boat.
Ahoy, mate!
A cruciferous vegetable. Or a lion. Instead, I'm looking at one thing that resembles a boat, broccoli, and a lion.
Huh?
Any guesses what it could be? Confused? Don't be. Right now, I'm laying on my back in a large field looking up at the sky. I see something that can take on all kinds of fun and unique shapes. Everything from objects to faces to weird combinations of things.
A pizza?
Have you figured out what I'm looking at yet? Last clue. They're usually white and puffy unless they're dark gray. Oh, and they can make it rain on you. Why, of course, it's clouds. Clouds are not only fun to look at, they're a crucial part of the atmosphere, and they help keep our planet running smoothly. Without clouds, Earth wouldn't be Earth. But what exactly are clouds? What are they made of? Can you sit on one? And what do clouds have to do with pizza?
A pizza?
It's time for another whiff of science on
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted.
If you look at an image of the Earth, you're going to notice lots of white swirls. And those swirls are clouds. And clouds are truly incredible things. But just what do clouds do? I'm going to say something, and you call out whether you think it's something clouds do or don't do. Ready? Go. Clouds help keep the Earth warm. Clouds make good toilet paper. Clouds help keep the Earth cool. Clouds make good pets. Clouds keep rivers, lakes, and oceans full.
But how?
By being part of the rain cycle and providing rain and snow. Last one. Without clouds, life on Earth wouldn't exist. Wow. For a bunch of white fluffy things floating in the sky, clouds sure do a lot.
Okay, but what do clouds got to do with pizza?
I'll get to that. But first, you might be wondering, how do clouds keep the Earth both warm and cool? Well, clouds block out the sun's rays, so we don't get too hot. But of course, some heat gets through. At night, when the sun sets, clouds trap that heat in. It's almost like the clouds are wrapping the Earth up in a warm, snuggly blanket. So what other questions do you have about clouds? Go ahead, just shout them out and I'll try to answer them. Ready? Go ahead. Oh, I heard, what are clouds made of? That is a great question, random Who Smarted listener. And to answer that, I brought in my friend, Weatherman Dan.
Yeah, thank you. A cloud is a large collection of very tiny droplets of water or ice crystals. The droplets are so small and light, they can float in the air.
And someone else asked, can you sit on a cloud?
While clouds can sometimes look like big comfy chairs, you can't sit on them. If you've ever been in an airplane, you may have noticed you can actually fly right through clouds.
Next question, how are clouds formed?
Oh, good one. When the sun heats up the surface of the Earth, it causes the temperature of the water in the rivers and lakes and oceans to rise. And some of it evaporates into the air. Kind of like when you heat a pot of water on the stove and it makes steam. As this invisible water vapor rises higher and higher into the sky, it cools and turns into teeny tiny liquid droplets. These droplets attach to dust particles that are floating in the air. And when billions and billions of these vapor droplets slash dust particles come together, they form a cloud.
Well done, WD. Next question. Why are some clouds white and others gray? Hey, great question, whoever asked that.
The light you see travels as waves, and each color you see has its own unique wavelength. Clouds appear white because their water droplets are large enough to scatter the light of the seven major colors: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, which combine to produce white light. But if a cloud gets thick or dense enough with lots of water vapor dust droplets, like when it's about to rain, it'll cause the clouds to look darker and gray.
But that's not the only reason clouds look gray. If clouds are very high in the sky, the light above them doesn't make it through to your eyes on the ground, causing the clouds to look darker. Also, if there are lots of other clouds around, like right before a rainstorm, their shadows can cause them to appear gray.
Well done, narrator.
Thanks. The next question is, if clouds are made of water and water can't float in the air, then how do clouds float? Ooh, someone's wearing their smarty pants today.
Well, I get that question a lot. And I'll answer your question with another question. Have you ever gone outside on a cold day and seen your breath?
Sure.
So, why can you see your breath and why does it float up when it comes out of your mouth? It's because your breath is warmer than the air outside. Cold air is heavier than warm air. So just like steam rising out of a boiling kettle, when you breathe out, your warm breath rises in the chilly air around you. And clouds are nothing more than a bunch of warm water vapor that have joined together with the help of dust particles to form a cloud that's warmer than the air around it, allowing it to float.
Ooh, right back at you, smarty pants. Okay, last question. How much does a cloud weigh?
Huh?
What kind of question is that? Clouds are fluffy wisps of raindrops and dust particles that planes fly through. They couldn't possibly weigh too much, right?
According to scientists, the weight of your average fluffy white cloud is 1.1 million pounds.
Did you say 1.1 million pounds?
Oh, that's right. Think about it. At any given moment, there are millions of pounds of water floating above your head. That's equal to 100 elephants.
Wow. Who knew? I mean, besides you and the scientists and now all the smarty pants listening. Okay, that's it for the questions. Now it's time to play another game. All you smarty pants listening get to be the judge. We'll call this game
the Cloud Olympics.
Whoa, you said there'd be pizza. Where's the pizza?
I promise we'll get to that and the Cloud Olympics right after this quick break. Now back to who's smarter. Okay, smarty pants, it's time for
the Cloud Olympics.
And everyone listening gets to be the judge. Listen carefully as several types of clouds compete to see who's the best. Ready? First up, it's the cirrus cloud.
Hi, I'm a cirrus cloud. I'm a short, delicate, hair-like cloud found way up high in the sky. In fact, cirrus clouds are the most common of the high-altitude clouds. I'm thin, wispy, and look like tufts of hair. In the daytime, I'm usually whiter than any other cloud in the sky. But when the sun sets, I take on those cool orange, red, and pink colors. Seeing me is a good predictor that the weather's going to be pleasant, for now. Because seeing me also means a change in weather is probably coming within 24 hours.
Ooh, sounds like a top cloud contender to me. Let's meet our next contestant, the cirrostratus cloud.
Hey, I'm a cirrostratus cloud. I'm a thin, sheet-like cloud that usually covers the entire sky. I'm so thin, the sun and moon can be seen right through me. And if you see me, It usually means there's gonna be rain or a snowstorm in the next 12 to 24 hours. Beat that, Ceres.
Wow, impressive. Next up, the cumulus cloud.
Hey, everybody knows me. I'm Cumulus Cloud. You know, those big, white, puffy clouds that look like cotton or cauliflower or boats or lions. We're often called fair weather clouds because if you see us, you're in for some very nice weather. But we can also grow and expand upwards and develop into
me, a cumulonimbus cloud. And just like Thor, I bring the thunder. Literally, I'm a thunderstorm cloud. And I'm associated with heavy rain, snow, hail, lightning, even tornadoes. The wind usually blows one side of me into a pointy shape, pointing in the direction the storm is moving. So you know to head to the opposite direction for safety.
Wow, those are four amazing clouds. So, which one do you think gets the gold medal for being the best cloud?
Whoa, 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 not so fast.
Who said that?
No, no, it's Green Cloud.
That's right, it is I, Green Cloud. One of the rarest clouds around. My unique green color is not completely understood by scientists, but it's thought to be caused by the high amount of water drops and hail inside of me. I'm mostly seen in the Great Plains region of the U.S. States like North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma. I'm associated with extreme weather and violent storms that can produce hail and tornadoes. Oh, yeah.
Aw, man. I can't compete with that. Even if I sometimes come with tornadoes, I'm not that cool green color.
So what do you think, Smarty Pants? Which of these four?
Five.
Sorry, five contenders. Takes home the gold. Go ahead, shout out your favorite cloud. Is it one of the four C's? Cirrus, Cirrostratus, Cumulus, or Cumulonimbus, or the angry green cloud?
Hey, don't make me storm out of here.
Wow, I'm hearing lots of answers. Seems like all you clouds have fans. And since we need all types of clouds to keep the planet balanced, I'm awarding you all gold medals.
Can I get a green one?
No.
Okay, for the last time, what do clouds got to do with pizza? I came for pizza. I'm not leaving without pizza.
Oh, right. Well, thanks to the rainfall from clouds, tomatoes and wheat can grow. And animals, like cows who make cheese, have grass to graze on and water to drink thanks to clouds.
And?
Have you figured it out, Smarty Pants? That's right. Those are the ingredients you need to make pizza.
Oh, nice. Hey, wanna grab a slice?
I thought you'd never ask. A super shout out to Olivia in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Thanks so much for smarting with us, Olivia. We're so glad to fill your brain with interesting facts. This episode, Clouds, was written by Jason Williams and voiced by Jason Williams, Chris Okawa, Jenna Hobin, Charlotte Cohn, Sheffield Chastain, Taya Garland, Adam Hicks Davis, Gia Davis, and Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Cumulus Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suris Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This is an Atomic Entertainment production.
Bonabami, oh, Busalo, ye joka. Bonabami, oh, Busalo, ye joka. Ye mon bon so, ye mon bon. bousa,
e bangano,
ye mon bousa, ye mon bousa,
e bangano,
ye mon bousa, ye mon bousa,
e bangano,
ye mon bousa na ye mon bousa,
e bangano,
kuku e kuku
e, 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 e bangano,
singa tabele la be ma topono,
e bangano.
Walongite wana lukwale,
ebangano.
Sodile nte wana lukwale,
ebangano.
Ubalongite wana lukwale,
ebangano.
Sodile nte wana lukwale,
ebangano.
Kuku e kuku e,
ebangano.
Kuku e kuku e,
ebangano.
Kuku e kuku e,
ebangano.
Kuku e,
ebangano.
Senga temele lebe matopono. Senga tebele la we matopono
e bangano,
kuku e kuku
e bangano.
Kuba batete ba busa ke modi mwe omoni. Oh ala sa e bangano e, debi sopele babo mbusa. Japula sa e bangano e, ma wipi me mama. Badi babi sona la le koyonyana e be sukudu be kiele. Debi so pedi wiye na di ma pula sa e.
E bangano,
kuku e kuku
e, e bangano,
kuku e kuku
e, e bangano.
Senga tebele la be ma topono,
e bangano.
Ubalongi te wana lukwale,
e bangano.
Sodile nte wana lukwale,
e bangano.
Kuku e kuku
e, 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 e bangano.
That was a piece of music from Jamaica called Deo. You're listening to ICANN, and you've made it to the International Dance Time. We'll hear music from France, Cuba, Haiti, and the Congo. But first, here's a piece of music from the African country, Cameroon.